Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, it's Red News Podcast 68, and that's probably the only time I'm going to laugh for the next half an hour, because I'm fed up. And I've got Nick and Steve with me. We're doing it over the phone because we didn't do one last night because we're all thoroughly fed up. And I'm just going to say a few words if they'll listen, because I actually made some notes. So I would say, first of all, we've got if this were a noise, I'd just go, ugh. If we're going to start back from Anfield, obviously the Rashford thing's been a debacle. I thought Fred was a positive, but I thought the whole thing of, you know, well, we've had worse defeats at Anfield wasn't particularly edifying. You can't start doing it that. Mata was really in form and we didn't play him. The zonal marking was ridiculous. Williams in the end marking Van Dijk. You've got to bin that. We're so bad at some of these set pieces. And it was back to the walls defending. And I know there was something from it, but you just think if Ollie said before the game, yeah, Mata's getting back to his best, and then not to play him is just bizarre. And then the Marshall thing, and last night it was the same. We keep saying someone's going to get one chance. Oh, and the game would be different if Marshall had scored at Anfield, if Marshall had scored in the first half last night, if Lingard had scored at Watford. But we can't convert those chances. So it's just a ridiculous conversation. And then not even, you know, Jesse Lingard's a sub, he's not even being brought on. Not that I'm saying he's an answer, but that's how far it's all gone, that in a weak squad with so many injuries, he can't even get a game. We're overusing James, we're overusing Greenwood, we're flogging a dead horse. I feel sorry for Ollie, but I also beginning to really worry about whether he's the answer. The underlying issues, obviously, Woodward and the Glazers, how do we sort that? And someone put it, it wasn't the seats at the end of the game, it's the seats at the beginning of the game which show where we are. The one thing I would say is you could see, we've often said, is there a plan? Now, the plan was better shown last night, that it was obviously to start from the back, give it to Jones, Maguire, Wan-Bissaka. No, but listen, then you give it to Fred or Matic, who turns and suddenly gives it to your fast-paced players, and they're on. But it all falls down for a number of factors, i.e. Phil Jones isn't capable enough to do that. None of the players look confident enough to do it. And the amount of times De Gea actually had the ball and pondered. So if your whole plan is to build from the back quickly and suppress that, I know, but do you know what I'm saying? Right,
no,
so
I'm watching this game.
Don't even mention them. So, I've had this conversation with Nick. He can bring the positivity back, but I feel so flat at the moment about everything. So go on, lads. Sorry.
First of all, it's not going to be the first time you laugh and smile tonight because I've had a bottle of wine. So I'm having a laugh at that.
My dad's currently in the front room. I banned him. He wants to be on the podcast, but I banned him.
Get him on.
Well, he's already started. He started on the fucking way over here this morning when he phoned me up. Fucking, I've been watching United since I was four. Fucking this, and Sexton and Old Farrell is fucking shite. The worst I've ever fucking seen going on. So that was this morning. He's about five cans now. So.
But Steve, what did you wake up? United-wise, what did you wake up and first thoughts this morning?
I'm just resigned to it. It's become normal now, mate. It's no one's surprised or shocked. I think I missed a couple of home games this season because of work and stuff and the ridiculous kick-off times and days. And I think I've seen us win three times at home this season. It's like, it's shit. It's really shit. And I went for a drink with Paul, he writes in the mag before the game, and it's not now, like, it's not just the manager, it's not just the chairman, the whole fucking place needs, it completely needs fucking rebuilding, it's fucked, I don't understand what to do, it's like, it's completely
broke.
Yeah, it's fucked. I said, like, the only way I could think of fixing it is, like, go and spend big money on, like, the fucking CEO of BP or a massive fucking company like that just to sort of say, right, you do transfers, you do coaching, you do management, you do this, because no fucker has an idea. It's fucked. It's completely fucked. And is that true that, I'm not saying Sanchez is the answer, but as Woodward decided to put a clause in there that we can't recall him, is that true?
I don't know, but it's not. I mean, how desperate would we be to actually recall, you know? Well, I put it last night, like I said to you during the game, and I felt sorry because you had to, you made that journey from Sheffield, had to get the last train back.
Yeah.
But if we went to Cavani, we know he's going to Atletico in June, but said to him, look, we're willing to pay whatever, the 12 million, for 6 months, you could be a hero here. Yeah, it's not the plan, but the plan's gone askew because of bad management and underinvestment. So we are now in deep shit. So you come in and be a hero in front of Stretford End, score, say, 15 goals. We'll say thanks. You'll be like a mini Henrik Larsson, or a taller Henrik Larsson. It's a no-brainer, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you think so, but, like, John's been on our group chat today. He's bought a house. He's sorted it. He's been there. We'll pay you this. No, we want 20 grand more. Right, I'll tell you what, I'll give you 10 grand more. Can you go an extra two? No, I can go an extra one. Right, deal done. I don't understand why it takes fucking weeks, in our case, and months to sort transfers out. What, surely, if they want 80 million, we want to pay 60. Why aren't we sat there saying, right, well, we'll give you 70.
Well, because we already owe 118 million by June. So money is a matter for this club, sad as it is. The reality is money is a matter. Right, Nick, come on, give us some positivity then.
I have not.
Really?
I don't think I have any. You know me, before that game, I was even positive after a defeat at Anfield on Sunday, but I was stretching last night for anything. The only thing I said is that if you take those chances in the third half, if Matt scores, Martial scores, it's a different game, but we just put so much pressure on ourselves by not taking our chances, not being clinical, that as soon as you have the slightest mistake in a game, which is always going to be inevitable, because teams are going to grow in confidence the longer we don't score. You saw that last night, another set piece again, which we just seem to be inept at defending. I really thought that Maguire would come in and help sort that all out. For somebody who's 6'5" or whatever he is, he can't even win a header in the air.
Yeah, but he's carrying a knock. So we're overplaying him. He's injured.
Yeah. Still can't win a header. Couldn't win the fit. Look at the game against Everton. People keep clearing the ball out of the box and he struggles to do it.
Maybe I'm being soft on him. You know, I know people expected more, but...
We did expect more, but we all know he wasn't worth 80 million quid, but...
I still think he's a good centre-half. And yeah, he will...
I do think he's better than what we had. I think he does want a... He does want to carry the ball out. It's not like Jones, he picks the ball up and he does absolutely fuck all. Like, he doesn't even want to pass it sideways. He wants to pass it backwards. He doesn't carry the ball. He's a fucking awful footballer.
But I felt sorry for Jones last night because he's on hiding for nothing. Yeah, I did actually. And I didn't like hearing the Lingard boos when he came on because I thought that's never going to achieve anything. It's like the whole place is now toxic and it's got to be directed. I don't know, because we're all so passionate, we all care so much, but the problem with something like this is it can go askew with the anger, you know. It's got to remain on Woodward and Glazers, and I've done that thing for the Telegraph today, and I don't particularly enjoy it. I don't particularly enjoy it. Well, your mentions, I don't like putting my head above a parapet, because your mentions, and then you start getting abuse, and it's just not... But these things have to be said so people realise, you know, like people saying, why are they singing this song? How can the journalist turn it back on words in a song?
You know. Sells papers.
But Nick, you just said about that if we'd have scored this chance, if we'd have scored that chance, we keep, you know, if that's all we're clinging to, if...
I'm not clinking to it. You just said about positives, and I just think, you know, it's a different game. If we get the first goal, we look like we're going to go on and win games if we get our first goal. And if we don't, the longer it goes on, we just fall. We go one behind. When was the last time we came from behind to win a game of football?
Well, haven't we only done it twice under Ollie or something?
I'm not sure, but it's not. I don't know. It's just...
I mean, it felt like you weren't there last night, Nick. Me and Steve, it felt like a wake. It felt like even worse than Moyes, in a way, those Everton and Liverpool, that people just, the ship of no hope, you know, and that's a really bad place to struggle to get out of.
Yeah, I don't really know what you can do. If that doesn't prompt anyone to go out and sign anybody for us this window, then nothing will. I think the thing is, though, is that if Fernandez is going to come, I mean, you're sporting Lisbon, that price has gone up another 750 million in the morning, hasn't it? You see how desperate we are. That's how desperate we are for a creative midfielder. If I'm sporting Lisbon, I'm laughing all the way to the bank thinking I'm going to get another 750 million. And to be honest, I don't understand why we won't pay it, because paying big transfer fees to me doesn't really seem like it's a proper issue. What the issue has been is getting players on wages and they come in and they're just playing for the cash, like people like Di Maria come in and stuff and just rob a load of money for a living.
Well, we've cleared a hell of a lot of money off the wage bill in the last 6 months, which will please begins.
Which is great. But, you know, the thing is...
Yeah, but who's it great for, Nick? Who's it great for?
Well, it could be great for the club in the long term. You know, you look at people like Liverpool paying less wages and putting in performance bonuses. I don't think it's that difficult. You know, you score X amount of goals in a season, you get X. You get so many men of the matches, you get X. It's like, I manage a team of 70 people at work and everyone's got a performance-related bonus in the contract. And guess what? It motivates them to work. It motivates them to get the shit done by the end of the day.
Yeah, but you
and
said...
Fed's this great businessman... I don't understand how it can be any different. Why would you not try and bring these business tactics into football and play to your strengths?
Yeah, but you say that, it's so simple. Surely playing football should be a simple game, but we make it very complicated at the moment.
Exactly, we're making it complicated. That's the point. Like, let's just make it simple.
Well, let's get... You know, Martial's reverted to type. There was a moment, I don't know if you were still there, Steve, where Greenwood's running... And I said to the lad next to me, Greenwood's movement in a minute should have embarrassed Martial, because he was running, trying to run off his man and then switch sides. And you think Martial hadn't done that all game as your main striker.
He'll have that sapped out of him soon enough.
Yeah, but we're over, you know, we're going to be knackering him out. It's just really... Bang.
You said it right yesterday, like, a kid that age should be playing 20 games a season maximum. And then the year after, you should be like, you know what, you played 25 games next season. We shouldn't be relying on him. We should have a deeper squad. I read some on Twitter, how true it is or not, I don't know. But
well, it's bound to be
last
true.
Last season, was it last we sold 8 players, signed 3. It just don't fucking add up, does it?
Well, sorry, go on, Steve.
Have we got one of the highest or the highest wage bill in the country? And what the fuck are they getting paid for? They are awful.
Well, Nathan said, you know, all our criticisms of Fellaini, we've mentioned this before, you'd have him back as a plan B now.
Yeah, you would.
I'd have him back as a plan A now.
But what is plan B?
And what's fucking plan A?
Wasn't it last night?
Look, when we watched like the zonal marking last night, in my opinion, zonal marking normally works if you're fucking centre-halves are 6'5" and attack balls, ours don't, so therefore it shouldn't start in the first place. But if you watch it, 3 or 4, Mata was trying to man-mark players. That's not what zonal marking is. You either all do it or you all don't. And like, that's fine if you've got players you can
play.
But
we've also gone back to the Van Gaal, that we don't have a single player forward from defending a corner, so there's no outlet for, say, De Gea to go, right, we've got Martial quick. I mean, how bad is that?
Well, you don't need Martial. That's the thing, young Black James, yeah. Matter. But Black James is rapid. He must be about 5'6". He's not going to win a header. He's got no right to win a header.
We've got such a small squad. No one's going to win a header in that team.
So what's the fucking point in having him there? Just stick him on the halfway line and let him chase him.
But there's a case in point. You know, he's getting a bit of stick recently. But he himself said, I anticipated 30 games with subs. He's going to be approaching 40 or 50. He's not had a break. You know, I'm not. He's lost his dad. He needed a week away somewhere in the last month or two to just say, "Go on, fucking, you've earned this." And we are just—we've run him ragged. So how do we get out? I mean, what last night's bad enough, but we—the next 3 or 4 weeks, it could get really shit. Even worse than I feel now.
I think it will. I don't think we'll win on Sunday, whoever we play. I just can't see where the next win's coming from. It's like, last night, it was, we'll shoot from outside the area, tame shot straight down the keeper's throat. There was no sort of excitement. There were no near misses. There were no, like, oh, if this would have, if we would have had that penalty awarded in the first 10 minutes, the game would have changed. Because there's none of that. And like, I think our standout player recently has been Matic. I think he's done really well.
Matic and Mata, to be honest.
Standing out.
Matic and Mata, to be honest. I mean, they're both slow, but they've got the brain.
Fucking poor behind. Everything is so fucking poor. And it's one of them. I don't know where to start. I do feel sorry for Ollie, but he's also, he's not the answer. We all know he's not the answer. We might pretend that we don't know that, but we definitely do know he's not the answer. But I also think we've had possibly one of the best managers in the world in recent times managing us. And we sacked him as well. The squad needs major, major investment, and everyone knows that, so the prices are going to be high. If he comes out and turns around and says, we can do things that other clubs can't dream of, well, what the fuck does he expect?
Well, one of his many bollock statements. But you think, even if, you know, I got the first murmurings, they're growing now. You know, there were a few people I was selling, thanks to everyone who bought the mag. I foolishly stood outside for 20 minutes after and sold one, but a couple of people shouted at me, Ollie out. I know, what the fuck was I thinking? A couple of people shouted Ollie out as they walked past, and I thought, you know, these are the murmurs grow, and Ed, to protect himself, will do what Ed does. But I still maintain we could get better style of play, but if you are still relying on that squad, we are, you know, flying in the wind. Yeah. Unless something...
Massively.
But how do we change it? You know, we're going back to old arguments. How do you get rid of the Woodward? How do you get rid of the Glazers? Pressure. Woodward's feeling pressure, so we've got to keep that up.
This started 15 years ago, Barney, and me and you were there then. And it's sort of coming out on Twitter now, the similar arguments and similar things that people said 15 years ago. And I hate to say it, it didn't work 15 years ago when the vast majority, in my opinion, were behind it. I don't think it'll... I don't know.
Yeah, but we've got to maintain pressure, because...
If they're taking X amount of money out of the year, they don't give a fuck. They've turned up to, what is it, Chelsea this season? No. They won't know what's going on. They won't give a fuck either.
But at the very least, if Woodward's feeling pressure, he's appointed someone to try and fucking protect himself from that pressure. If he goes and you get a football man there, for starters, desperately clinging, however rotten the core of it is, you can try and hope to see... But what say Ollie's sacked. How do United repair themselves from saying there's a project? When... go on, Nick. Go on, you've not talked much.
Well, we're always going to be a project, aren't we? The next manager will come in, and if the Glazers are still there, it'll be a project for Pochettino or whoever it is. That's the way that they'll continue to sell it. So you can realistically come in and take over and overhaul this team. It's like, you look at some of the managers around and you think, okay, maybe you could say Klopp might do it, but he still sat there and bought a brand new team at Dortmund. He sat there and bought a brand new team at Liverpool, and it's like, he still needs some sanction these signings to come through. So we can't even get a deal over the line of a player that wants to come to us and a team that wants to sell him. So I don't really know how we can make it. It's like they want to sell him, he wants to come here, and we still can't wrap it up. And he improves us. It just ticks all the boxes. It's just ridiculous where we're at. We are literally a laughing stock. I find myself laughing now.
Well, the story of Woodward introducing himself to Klopp and him saying Old Trafford's the Disneyland... that is so embarrassing. That just... But I'm tired. Like I say, I woke up. I've woken up.
Networking place. And then he says that we can find this player, we can now do this, we've changed what we're doing, we've changed our approach, our working for players. And we've not signed anyone since he said he's come in.
No, but also, we were weak to go and we're desperately... How many times have we done this? Fellaini, paying 4 million extra than his buyout clause that ended the 2 weeks prior. We're back to that again. But
well, Schneider, what's
Wesley
Schneider doing
at the moment? Yeah. But I think I've got that Chinese virus. I've got a cough that's developed today. But
come alongside your age.
That's just old as fuck.
I am tired of waking up, feeling miserable, letting it get to me, feeling anger, frustration, feeling grumpy for a whole day after a game. I don't know what to do, really.
Do you know what? I ain't got a clue. I'm just looking at the Premier League table now. We're fifth. We're 6 points off Chelsea. We've got a goal difference of +7. Do you know what saved us massively this season? And I mean,
because the league is shit.
Because it's fucking awful.
Any other season, we'd be about eighth. So it's nothing to cling to that we're fifth.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say there. It's like, you're just looking at it, and you're just like, Arsenal have been terrible, Spurs haven't been great, Chelsea aren't fucking brilliant. And, yeah.
But you know what? I woke up with all these feelings. I'm naive, I'll admit it. And the heart is being massively overruled by the head. But I still thought today, I so fucking want Ollie to succeed. Still.
I think everyone does. Surely everyone wants him to succeed.
But it's not going to, is it?
I hope everyone else sees. If you sacked him now, you brought Pochettino in, for example, you'd get a couple of good wins, and then it'd be the same old shit when that haggling over fucking 10 million quid, the richest, well, the biggest club in the world, arguing over... This Bruno, I don't know anything about Bruno Fernandes. I don't watch enough foreign football, but people in the know seem to think he's half decent. He's a player that's been identified as other clubs wanting him. Like Nick said, if he wants to come at this fucking stage and he still wants to come, go and get him.
It's a no-brainer. If it's an 18-month signing, you know. But you said Nick, you had 3 positives and 2 negatives, didn't you?
Yeah, but that was after the Liverpool
game. Oh, it wasn't? All right.
What were your positives after?
After the Liverpool game? I thought we played all right. We lacked someone with a bit of creative edge going forward, and I thought that... And again, I said the same after the defeat at Bournemouth to you, Barney, when we were there. I said, I don't understand why you can't play a formation that gets your best players onto the pitch. And it just makes pure sense, and I still don't understand this formation that we play at the moment, because it doesn't play to our strengths. You know, Wan-Bissaka and Williams are probably 2 of our best players going forward. That midfield can't do anything going forward. They might as well just fucking sit back. Pereira, Matic and Fred, and they aren't creative midfielders. You might as well sit back. So, you know, you can get Williams going forward at Anfield. You can try and get Wan-Bissaka. You can try, at least, you know, last night he tried to get forward.
But his final ball is Valencia-ish. You know, it
was terrible. I mean, nobody else did anything, did they? At least he's given it a goal.
No, the real positive is Williams, again, you know, giving his all pace. Again, Shaw should be embarrassed. You know, when he comes on and he's huffing and puffing, you think Williams is doing more. And that's endemic of Luke Shaw was our player of the season 6 months ago. You know, for fuck's sake. Mad thing is, you mentioned Bournemouth. I've sort of erased that out of my memory, that windy, terrible day.
It was a 10-hour round trip. I'll never erase that from my memory.
But I don't want...
I'm not going to get back anytime soon.
I know it's just the child in me, but I don't want another 4 months of this.
Do you want me another positive from that game?
Yeah, go on, another positive. What did you say, Steve?
I've worked in Sheffield for 15 years. and when I started working there, Sheffield United were in the third tier of football. So when Manchester United got beat, the kids would be coming in like, fucking City had turned you over or whoever. Now they don't even fucking mention anything. It's just fucking normal. Like, oh yeah, we're a point behind you. I'm like, yeah, this is how far.
Well, that's on the tram. Sheffield United. On the tram last night, there were a couple of giddy Burnley fans, and one United fan just went, why are you getting over yourselves? We're fucking shit. And the bloke was so angry that he couldn't enjoy his victory, that it was just being downplayed at how shit we are. Go on, Nick, what's the other positive?
Well, I think, you know, people have questioned Ole's ability. Nathan certainly questioned it over and over again about, you know, his ability to make players better. It's like, I can't say that he's not made Rashford into a better player this season. He looks far better. I think he looks a great footballer. He's made Fred into a better footballer. You know, obviously there's big calls about bringing Williams in and stuff and all that. But it's like you saw Van Gaal got the credit for bringing Rashford in. You saw Mourinho get the credit for bringing McTominay in. I just think that why wouldn't Ole get the credit for developing Fred? It's like he's looked lost under Jose, didn't he? So I just think, you know, that's
an interest. He has improved individuals, but as a team, we don't look any better. Even though we were told the signings made us better.
Yeah, I agree. It's just you've got to start with the individuals to make the team better, haven't you? I think, you know, you've got to improve these players. You've got to improve that midfield like Fred, for example. He's a prime example, isn't he? I mean, the match-going fans continue to excel. Honestly, when we was at the League Cup game against City the other week and we were 3-0 down at half-time, sat at the Stretford end and everyone's just singing as they're going down the tunnel and I'm just thinking, these players don't deserve these fans, do they? Let's be honest. They don't.
But that had gone, apart from TR, that had gone yesterday, Nick. There was none of that defiance and...
No, no, I know, but it's easy to
do. And if you lose the crowd...
Stuff, but, you, but I don't know, but it was... but I still don't think, even at Liverpool, you know, they were locked in and you could still hear him on the... I was listening to Gary Neville ramble on with himself after the game and you could just hear United fans singing 20 times at the end of the game over and over again. And, you know, it's great support, isn't it, really?
Yeah, but we can't... You know, 20 times I loved, but it almost feels like a history lesson... You know,
I've never sung it. I don't like it.
Well, you don't. You're contrary. It's better than Come On, David Moyes.
Oh yeah, obviously.
Even Ollie's at the Wheel just disintegrated when they all became shit, didn't they?
Oh, God, but I'd say it was a nice positive though. At least players around the referee at Anfield though. I don't think that goal would have been ruled out otherwise.
Yeah, but De Gea was poor for that again.
Oh, he's terrible. That's not the point.
Me and Paul had a discussion in the pub, like, and I sent it on our group chat. I don't think it was a foul. I mean, obviously, if he didn't jump near him, then he should have caught it. But he did jump near him, and he fumbled it. He should just be fucking plumbing through him.
Yeah, exactly. He's never been that type of player, but he looks...
But the thing is, why did the player... What annoyed me is, as well, why did the player stop?
Yeah. Lindelof was terrible for it, but that's we got caught for Arsenal in the VAR. Just play on.
Whistle to his lips, and it looks like he's going to go for a.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Whistle out of his mouth. I know it doesn't.
We got caught against Arsenal. Play on until.
Should be watching the referee, they should be playing fucking football.
Especially with the VAR, the shite of VAR, you know. But do you think if we lose the next two, do you think they will sack him?
I think he'll be sacked by April, regardless. I said to you last night, I don't think we'll sign anyone this window. Because
but Pochettino's probably got to wait till the summer.
I don't think... To get his gardening leave. I don't think they'll give him any money because the next manager might not want these players. I think they'll bullshit. They'll come out with, there's no value in the market. Sporting one, 100-odd million, all kinds of fucking bollocks. I don't think they'll give him any money at all. I think he'd be gone by April, and yeah.
How fucking sad.
Give it gigs to the end of the season, I think.
Even he won't take it now.
It's going to be very much that, isn't it? Well, you see us like.
Give it
Carrick
to the end of the season. Give it Carrick to the end of the season.
Phelan just stood there like a statue for 90 minutes yesterday, pretty much. It was like.
Do you know what I loved it on Sunday? I loved that Roy Keane stuck up for him and stuck up for United for the first time in a long time. And I thought he was absolutely spot on. I think he's...
What, even about Luke Shaw's hat?
The lads behind us, so like Chris and them behind us, the lads from Durnage, one of them was saying that he'd love to see Keane on the bench. And I was like, yeah, I can sort of understand that, but I don't think we'd have fucking any players like...
No, it'd last about 6 days before there's absolute carnage and there's a siege, there's a hostage situation in Carrington. Roy Keane's got Luke Shaw fucking tied up to a chair and he's got an orange in his mouth or something.
Yeah.
He's not letting him out until he loses a stone.
He's decided not to cut his hair or shave his beard for a year.
But I was going to say, Nick,
he's just gone feral.
inject some of your positivity into my blood and you've not even fucking bought any.
I can't.
That is just...
There isn't any. Like, realistically, Tremier winning at the moment.
The FA Cup, we're still in the FA Cup.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah, is that on Sky?
I don't know, I can't find it. But anyway, if we play Tremie in the next round and we lose on Sunday, I think he'll go then.
Do you?
I don't think you could carry on, can you? You can't lose to Liverpool, lose to Burnley at home and then get beat off Tremie.
The thing is, I do feel sorry for Ollie because he has got a bit of a plan. And his plan, it's obvious it's not going to work out in a season. He's got rid of the players that we wanted him to get rid of. At the start of the season, we were like, we want him to get rid of this shit. We don't give a shit where we finish. Let's just get rid of the deadwood and let him start.
Yeah, but we also...
And now we're near the end of the season. We forgot what we said at the start of the season. And it's like, we want to win.
But Steve, we also say...
Like 1 minute we're prepared to do it, and now we're not prepared to do it, and now we want to...
Yeah, I get that.
Do you know what I mean?
But also, Steve, if you'd see...
To finish fourth is great. My main reason...
No, it isn't. It's not.
No, I'll tell you why I want to finish... Well, the fourth is the best we can hope for. And the reason I want to finish fourth is so not to go fucking football on Sunday. Because we're not going to win the European Cup. We're fucking a million miles away from everywhere else. But at least we don't have to go on fucking Thursdays and Sundays. And at the start of the season, we were prepared for that, and now we're not. It's like...
Yeah, I get that, Steve, but I think you get frustrated because if you don't see the plan working and you also don't see any levels of progress, and then you see amateur decisions, game management, substitutions. But I do think we also said, look, Lukaku can go, but you've got to bring in someone. Yeah, and then we all said... This is a risk, because if anyone gets injured, we're screwed. We've said that consistently throughout the season. So it's but he wasn't backed. You know, Ollie wanted fucking players. He was told he'd get the striker.
Do you know a couple of years, last season, I think it was, you were like, under Mourinho, you were like, is there progress? Yes, there is definite progress. Now it's like, no, there's no definite progress. There's nothing. There's not one game...
Norwich. They'll never take Norwich away from us.
And I think we played well 1 half. I can't remember what game it was. We played well in the second half of the game this season. But that's pretty much it. And the thing is, so much football, it's fucking expensive, and people come from all over the show to watch it. So like you've got to pay petrol, travel. Train tickets, you take your kids, you got to buy burgers and that.
Unless you're John and they'd be vegan.
Yeah, fuck, what's that about? I think we should tell people. So we went into a pub the other week that specialises in pies. And I like a pie, but I'd never in a million years fucking order a bean pie.
You've not let that go. This is the third time you've mentioned it, Steve. No, but on your point, we go to United for many reasons, and it's deep, 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 deep in us. But it's purest form, football is there as entertainment. And if you're not being entertained, and it's almost torture, if it wrecks with your emotions like this, so it becomes... I don't know.
I was having a look yesterday for the tickets, and it was £45 were the only tickets, the cheapest ticket that was left. I worked out it was 50p. 50p a minute to watch that shite.
There were so many empty seats.
To go.
Fuck, exactly, it cost you more then, do you know what I mean? It's expensive, that, isn't it, to watch that garbage. It's no wonder the seats are empty. Wednesday night, a
8:15
kickoff. It's a load of crap.
I did laugh that in our WhatsApp group we've been having mental rows with each other, and then Steve will just pop in with a, "Where is it? If you had dicks for fingers and fingers for dicks, which would you prefer?"
If you were stuck in the middle of your mum and dad.
No, don't. Steve, no, this will be heavily edited out. Don't give that choice, Steve. Yeah, just stick with the fingers for dicks and dicks for fingers. But I like the way then the argument carries on after everyone's given their answer. All right, final thoughts, lads. Glum. I'm so gloomy.
You're going to actually release this and let people fucking...
Listen to just morbidness. Well, what can we do?
You need to put a Samaritan thing on the end of it.
You can't fucking, as we said, polish the turd and glitter it. This is what it is, and it's dreadful. You've got to be honest, haven't you?
Yeah, but people know this. Why don't you just leave him with something nice?
All right, okay. All right.
You've not planned for that, have you?
That's not even, go on, Nick. No, tell us something nice.
I'm kind of struggling, really. It's worrying, isn't it? Since they've lost Rashford, though, these last two games and not scored.
Yeah, but that's not a positive, Nick.
It's not a positive. But look,
me, right? I'm just in my kitchen because everyone else is in my front room. Some people have gone to bed because my mum and dad come over on a Thursday to look after my little boy. I'm on my iPad and I just
clicked on something called
Naked Attraction.
Oh, God. Channel 4.
Have you ever seen it?
Oh, yeah.
No, of course I have, Steve.
There's a fella on it, right, with his dick out.
Yeah, it's fucking...
And he's walking around and the fucking camera's just filming him with his cock out.
Is it still that all you see is their dicks and fannies and that's it? And then you get to choose.
It's got clothes on now.
But there was just a thing on Channel 5. I said to you, I was channel hopping because I don't want to watch them. And it was all-inclusive holidays, how to enjoy yourself. Well, yeah, just eat and drink a load of shit. Like, it had an hour programme, how to tell people to go on an all-inclusive holiday. What the fuck?
Go to the bar. Go to the bar and high-five the bar staff.
Right, I'm going to leave on one positive United note. And that is always, I'm going to get the people, seeing the kids, the families, seeing the hope. And it will change eventually, whether they're gone. We'll see Woodward. That's what I've got to live long enough now to see Woodward off. To hear those words, Ed Woodward's resigned or been sacked. That's worth for champers. But no, right. I'm trying to think. That's
right. There's five of them now.
I'm liking Matters revival. I'm liking Matters revival.
I've got the dicks out.
Stop talking about it. I like Matters revival. That's pleasing me. Finally seeing a bit of the Wham that we always told was there. Keep him in now. He's actually playing 90 minutes as well.
Yeah.
Right, go on, Nick. You haven't given me a positive yet.
I don't know. I know he's going to be needing that he's playing more minutes, but I'd still like to see Greenwood step up into Rashford's role. I hope that we can sign somebody before his window shuts. I know we're putting that long bid today for Vecino, and he's a good player, isn't he? But that just screams like Vecino from Inter Milan. He's a midfielder. He's a decent
They mention these players, and I just think, who?
Yeah, mind Italian football. It's okay.
But you watch all sorts. You're like I used to be.
Yeah, but I don't want to see Bruno Fernandes.
You still enjoy football. United will beat that out of you soon enough, Nick.
No, he's doing a very good job. He's doing a really, really, really good job. But I think that screams going in for the loan bid on it. That just screams going back to Van Gaal again and his scattergun approach. Do you not think of just getting these random... He's 28.
Yeah.
He's 28. He's Uruguayan. He's not playing in the Premier League. He's going to need time to adjust. And it's like... No, I just think it's just a desperation play.
It made me laugh. It made me laugh yesterday when the fog was coming down in the second half, and I said, "Get it cooled off, and we could, you know, get this so we don't lose." And Steve went, "No, we'd have to fucking play it again." Right, Steve. Last bit of stop watching Willies and
there's five of them.
Oh, I don't want to know. Tell me something positive.
Well, I don't know.
On your iPad as well. Go on, tell me something positive, Steve.
I'm looking forward to Bruges.
Yeah.
I told you this, so like my missus.
Not the 90 minutes.
No, we're not going, are we? I texted my missus while she was in bed. I was like, I'm on school holidays. Well, we're in Bruges. Yeah, well, United are playing in Bruges. She was like, oh, go if you want. How much is it? I went, it's only 100 quid. It's not only 100 quid. So I phoned you, you put me on it, thank you for that. And then she was like, do you think you'll get a ticket? You've not done that many Euros recently, being a school teacher and all. And I was like, Lauren, I've got no intention of going to the game. She was like, so you're going all the way to Bruges to watch the football? I went, to be honest, I probably won't even watch the game.
And to spoon me, Steve.
You are.
And to spoon me in the hotel room. Yeah. It did make me laugh. That also, Shane wasn't there yesterday, but he made me laugh on the last, listening to Nathan's story, which was funny. And then Shane every time says, oh, you know, perhaps I shouldn't have said that, you know, I shouldn't. And then he just shouts out at the end, MILF anal. He's just like, Shane, an hour ago you were saying I need to not say these things. Right, predictions for Sunday. Who have we got then?
Is it Tranmere?
Is it Tranmere?
I don't know. It's not finished yet. I think they'll win.
Is it not? Why is it not finished?
It was 1-1.
It's bedtime.
It's in the 122nd minute.
What's the score?
Fuck me.
What's the score, Nick?
I think it's 2-1 to Tranmere. Oh, God. Let me just check. Yeah, it's 2-1 to Tranmere.
All right. We'll win that.
Oh, it's full time. It's over.
The pitch is supposed to be terrible. God help us.
Well, that's not going to make a fucking difference, is it?
Phil? Well, Phil Jones on it. It would be like a proper Vietnam film where he's the fallen one, Phil Jones.
I love that last night. You'll always be a bastard.
Yeah, Burnley fans sang "You'll always be a bastard," and then someone in K-Stan just sang it at him as well on their own. Right, on that note, cheers, lads. Predictions for Sunday, then?
Depends on... No.
Hope. Please. Please give me hope.
No, I don't think we'll win.
Nick.
Oh, good God.
Don't say this.
I think Dallow will play. Do you know how embarrassing is it going to be when we get beat off Tranmere? Or they hold us to a replay or something? It's just going to be...
It's
going to be a replay, isn't it? It's going to be a replay. I'm going to go replay. Because I just think God hates us that much, it's going to be a replay.
No, we used all our passes up in the 90s, I tell you. We can't use that one again. All right, lads. Have a nice night. Thank you.
See you.
See you. Thanks to everyone who bought them, mate. Cheers. Keep supporting us. Thank you. Bye, Steve.
Bye.
Bye, Nick.
Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.